All right, so today we are the 16th of August 2022, and we'd agreed with Yaji to make a little bit of a walk-in recording of us walking in a city and trying to come up with clever ideas for the workshop, or inspiration, if not ideas. So right now what I'm doing is that I'm walking to my pool, which is about 2 kilometers away from where I live. I live in Taverny, which is a small-ish suburban town about 20 kilometers away from Paris city center. About 28,000 inhabitants, a lot of greeneries. The northwest of Paris is really known for having a lot of forest and a lot of greenery generally. It's as far as suburbia go, it's a bit of an upper class one. And it's mostly where people go to buy houses when they cannot really afford to live in Paris, or afford either with their money or their mental means, because it's quite taxing to be constantly surrounded by noise and the bustle, the ruffle, big one, of daily life. So right now, one of the first things that occurs to me is I was in my neighborhood and I've joined the nearest big road around me, and the first thing that strikes me is the bike lanes that we have here. France is one of the countries in Europe that has really been putting a lot of money into developing biking infrastructure, which translates as a lot of bike lanes on the side of roads. You might start hearing a lot of cars right now because I'm getting closer to where I need to cross. It's probably not going to be very enjoyable to listen to for the next 2 to 3 minutes, but we'll have to make do. But even though we're not the Netherlands, obviously, because they did put quite a bit of infrastructure, but also culturally changed the minds a lot in the Netherlands, but France is still pretty good when it comes to allowing bikes to drive safely in most places. We do have, as I've already indicated to both of you probably, a big bike thieving problem. I like to say that France is a civilized country except for the bikes, because honestly it's pretty complicated to maintain a bike in your possession. Sorry, I just got cut off. I'm trying to cross and people, whenever they do not let me go, even though I have the priority as a pedestrian, I always like to stare and raise my hand in disbelief at people wanting to kill me or to prioritize their going on faster rather than maintaining me alive. So yes, I was on the bikes. It's really hard to keep your bike around here and not have it stolen. Now there are methods, it's kind of like a science when you look online for how to keep your bike from being stolen. And it's funny because most of the solutions which are discussed really are about putting two different types of locks, very good locks, trying to secure your bike in a safe place. But you know, the onus for keeping a bike safe is pretty much 100% on you. Even though it feels like this could very well be an infrastructure problem, like my pool, for instance, has a bike park right in front of it, and it's supposed to be put under video surveillance. But frankly, I would not put a bike that is worth more than 100 euros. I would not park it over there, because there's not a lot of people going in front of the pool, and frankly, it's not worth the risk. So I'm finally leaving the main artery, car artery, that I was on, so it's going to be much quieter from then on. And I think the bike stuff that I've discussed so far could actually constitute something worth discussing as a group. Now, I'm not sure who would be the actors that we would get involved for this question, but it's definitely something that constitutes a problem. And I think one of the good indicators for the types of problem that we're looking for is kind of the stuff that, you know, belong to the general psyche of the public, like stuff that cannot be solved. Like, yes, as far as the bikes is concerned, you could say, oh yeah, we just need video surveillance everywhere, or we need better bike parks, you know, like the one in Japan, which are underground. Like, you put your bike in a little funnel, and your bike then gets transported underground and stored in a safe place. Now, you know, that's really feels sci-fi as far as solutions go, and I don't think it's something that we could massively deploy in the rest of France. But when you consider stuff like the Netherlands, they're not particularly good at having bike parks either. They also have a big thieving problem over there, and there's not all that much that can be done, because, well, obviously the ratio of bike being stolen to the number of bikes being driven is probably, well, most expectedly lower in the Netherlands than it is in France, but still, it's the type of issue that I think we should be considering, because they really feel solutionless. And if something appears to be solutionless, it's not something that different actors are going to be interested in solving, because nobody wants to be presented with a problem that has had no solution for many, many decades. Now, I do realize that I'm heading into a little bit of a tunnel, not physically, but mentally, talking about the bikes, but there's just so much stuff to be talked about here. Right now, I'm in a very different part, a different neighborhood than the one in where I live. Just, I can't give an accurate makeup of the neighborhood where I live, but it's only a lot of the typical suburbia of the United States post Second World War, with individual houses and white families everywhere with 2 to 3 kids, the usual stuff. But here I am surrounded by fairly tall buildings, about seven stories. We do have something in France called it's called HLM, and it translates roughly to buildings with affordable rents. And the area in which I am right now is mostly this. It's right around a sport complex, which has a stadium, I think it's a 200 meters running tracks alongside a gymnasium. Not sure which sport they do over there, but it's fairly near to the pool, so you can see that there's quite a bit of infrastructures around the place. It's still very green too. One of the reasons that I've elected to just making a side note, you can see that I'm going past people either putting loud music on their speakers or talking very loudly on their phone, but you can note that neither of the two languages we've heard, one through the speaker and the other one by the person, was French, which is something interesting in this area. Obviously, I'm also the outlier here because I'm talking to my phone in English, which also must make for quite an exotic picture for people looking. So, I was talking about the different infrastructures that we have around us. That's one of the good things, really, because I think that, especially in some of the newer cities, and my city definitely constitutes one of the newer cities, they do try really to centralize a lot of different activities in areas which are meant to be densely packed. And you can see, or hear more specifically, a lot of the cars are going past me now because I'm joining another one of the big arteries for the city. Now, I do have about 5 minutes left until I reach the pool, but I was trying to make a point about how green everything is. And it's one of the things that really makes me enjoy walking. You might remember that prior to the car problems, I wouldn't have crossed my mind really to walk to the pool, because I was, in my mind at least, wasting so much time doing something not really interesting. Even though, bear in mind that I was a big walker before, taking walks in a forest every day during the COVID time and when we were all locked down, I couldn't go to the pool. So the greenery really makes the walk really pleasant. I also took the usual way today, which makes me skirt a number of big roads, which I don't really like, but even though I'm skirting big roads, they're still surrounded by greeneries. I'll find a way maybe to illustrate this by showing pictures, or maybe I'll find another way to take a video another day. Right, so I'm getting close to another big artery now, and it's... Oh yeah, I forgot to mention. Yeah, I was talking about the relatively young age of the city in which I live right now, because it's a fairly old city. Taverny itself is fairly old, but it's really started increasing in population in the post-Second World War period, when a lot of people moved away from living in Paris to living in the suburbia, and that's where the makeup of the city really started changing and expanding. I think it was below 10,000 inhabitants in the 50s, and it really ballooned up ever since, really. So I'm right next on the artery right now, and the next topic that I wanted to talk about is just how convenient everything is. Like, I am walking, obviously, and I'm not going to spend too much time talking about the difference of American cities versus European cities, but right now, even though I am walking on top of a bridge that is itself on top of a highway, you know, I can still have a pleasant time, still be surrounded by greeneries, and even though the volume of the cars driving past is still a little bit overwhelming, you know, I still have a very pleasant time, and I'm only about 3 minutes away from my pool right now. So, right now, I'm in a little bit of a commercial area. There is the supermarket to which I always go, which is about 5 minutes away from here, maybe even less. It's 1 minute away from the pool if I walk briskly. But that's really where most of my life happened for a while. I have my pool, I have my supermarket, I have my former working place, my whole high school, which I was teaching, which is also within about a 2 minute walk from here. So, I'm not sure if I can really highlight a problem here, but perhaps if not highlighting the problem with my living conditions, might be conducive to wonder about other people's living condition. Like, I'm highly interested in knowing how Nora's walk might turn up. Like, would she need to drive to a particular park to be able to, you know, find a similar level of greenery that I have? Or would she be able to just go out of her door, look outside, and find a similar level of pleasantness around her? So, yeah, as such, I probably need to rethink exactly the grid through which I should see the places through which I'm walking in order to find problems. Obviously, there are many problems with living in France. I think there are also many advantages. I would go even farther as to say that France, for me, would probably be the place with the least amount of problems I could live in the entirety of the world, although it's based on a very limited slice of my experiences. But life is very comfortable here. Now, I'm about 1 minute away from the pool, so I'm going to have to stop the recording now. I'm not sure exactly how I'll share it with you. It's a little bit rambly, and it's not very much illustrated. And it's not 1 hour either, so it feels like the entirety of the instruction has not has been thwarted. And I'm also getting near people. I've surprisingly managed to not encounter too many people on my way here, but I do feel very self-conscious now about speaking a language that people can hardly understand here. So I'm going to stop the recording now. I'm probably going to try to do another recording when I come back from the pool, just in order to have more data with which you can work. But I think that's a good start. I'm not going to be overly critical about the amount of ground that I've covered, but I'll definitely try to do better for the next recording. And I hope you've managed to find interesting stuff about this. I might make some notes as well. Okay, bye-bye.